36. I started in 35 because the picture called Ship from Shanghai, they want a Chinese orchestra. Peter Su, who we already had an orchestra, a dance orchestra. Then, so they contacted Peter, and we got the job, rehearsed, and they pay us $75 a day.
That's really something.
You know, playing the orchestra.
$75 a day.
Yeah, shipped from Shanghai, they call it. Mm-hmm. That was a first movie picture.
Now, did you have to join the union at that time?
Not then.
When did the movie union come into play?
And part of when Good Earth, then we joined the Screen Actors Guild.
Uh-huh.
We have to. So we signed up for Screen Actors Guild. Mm-hmm. That's when it started. Mm-hmm.
Paul, tell me some of your experiences working at the research lab.
Oh,
how come you like to work there for 16 years?
Well, I like it because I learned that in college in chemistry class by chemical analysis, analytical chemical work, by, titrating and finding the percentage of sulfur in the product, and then in what's gone wrong, why this rubber don't cure up. Then they bring it over there, and then we have to analyze what's gone wrong. Mm-hmm. See, what the compounding department did wrong.
Your work must be very interesting then. Were you working by yourself or with a group of people?
There's a lot of people in there, but...
No, in your small group, you have a little unit?
Yeah.
To do
about
your...
three or four
uh-huh.
in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
See. And I got pictures of the lab.
Mm-hmm.
See. Titrating.
Were the people nice to you at the lab?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Very congenial.
So you enjoy your working 16 years there. If you had a chance to continue working, would you continue?
I would continue in the research lab.
Uh-huh.
I deal with a lot of chemical work, mm-hmm. like I learned in school,
mm-hmm.
chemistry. To me, like counting pill, that's too monotonous. Same thing over and over. Chemical lab, research lab is something different every time.
Mm-hmm.
Something new.
You discover different things and new things.
Yeah. Like one time they want me to, basketball, coloring of a basketball. They make a rubber now,
yes.
rubber cover bomb. They want me to match one color, that same color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first time I ever did it.
Oh.
So, it took me a week to do this and that until I come up exactly the same color.
I see. I know the basketball used to be made of leather.
Yeah, they still use leather, but a lot of them now turn out rubber cover.
Mm-hmm.
Improve a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then matching colors, this and that. a lot of thinking,
mm-hmm.
how much to go in this and how much to go in that.
Take out
all that.
And if it doesn't work out, then you have to try all over,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you have to try all over.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you have those wonderful memories to to think of now when you have a little bit more time?
Yeah, think back and then work over in Culver City, Parker Seal. Worked out there for 7 years.
But which was your last job?
Parker Seal.
Parker Seal. But why did you leave this Voigt place?
They move out the. It used to be on East Adams.
I see. They move out to another town.
Santa Ana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, Disneyland.
I see.
They got mad at the other chemist for. They said, they blame him for taking me over there, getting me over there.
But you're the one who did not want to go that far away from the city.
They said, why not buy a house up in Garden Grove?
Well, why not the company buy you a house in Garden Grove, huh?
Yeah. That's a long way to travel, you know.
Yeah. But why didn't they buy you a house here?
Yeah.
Or help you buy a house?
See, so they move out there in 1960, mm-hmm. starting to move. Got a big plant out there.
Is
now.
The company still out there,
yeah.
Voigt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's under AMF Voigt.
Mm-hmm.
They treat me very good.
That's
good. Treat me very nice.
Mm-hmm.
When my father and mother passed away, they mostly come to the funeral. They got a big lab, everything.
Mm-hmm. Are there any Chinese working in that lab?
No.
No?
I'm the only Chinese.
Oh. I mean now?
No.
Why don't they?
I don't know. I never have contact. A contact with some old worker, but
mm-hmm.
no, there's no Chinese working in that.
It's all Caucasians.
Yeah, all Caucasians. Same here at Parker Seal.
Mm-hmm.
One Chinese and one Japanese girl. All Caucasians.
Mm-hmm.
No color.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any color on Parker Seal.
Now, what does Parker Seal do?
They make O-rings, and they make seals for spacecraft.
Oh.
They make a lot of these rubber O-rings for different things, you know,
mm-hmm. seals. Now, back to this Voigt company, how many people were working there?
Oh, 3,000.
Oh, 3,000 altogether.
Now it's more.
Oh.
Now it's more than 3,000.
I see.
To expand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a big company.
Well, yes, I know the name, so it must be a pretty big company.
Voigt,
Voigt, I remember.
Mm-hmm. I used to get free ball.
Yeah. They're not anymore now, huh?
No. I used to bring for my niece, you know.
Uh-huh.
They bring the ball over to the lab to test,
mm-hmm.
instead of throwing it away. I sign a slip of paper that I could take it home.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's a pretty good company.
Uh-huh. You, that's it now. You have a lot to look back on and to enjoy yourself now.
Photography.
Oh yeah, photography is your hobby, huh?
Yeah.
And
I got an album of a lot of models I took at the photography thing.
What you should do now is really to.
You have time? I'll show you.
Yes, to give a class in how to take pictures.
Oh.
Huh? When you were working for the American firm, especially Voigt. How much were you making?
When I started in 1944, was making $1.20 an hour.
Uh-huh.
Then.
Then by the time you, after 15
then,
years?
Yeah, and then gets up to $600 a month.
$600 a month?
Yeah.
600 a month is not very much.
Not then.
Oh.
I mean, then was...
Then. Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. That was, when did you quit there?
60.
Oh, 60. Oh, yeah, 60. Yeah. Oh, yes. That's right. That's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes. Then when you...
Parker Seal.
Parker Seal, when you left this place, how much were you making then?
Parker Seal gave me a raise. Let's say 60 to 67 was close to 900 a month.
About close to 900 a month in 1967.
Yeah.
When you quit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of money too. Yeah. Uh-huh. Close to 900. Yeah, that's
but
quite.
But Boyd still mad at the chemist that used to work at Boyd. He blames him for taking me over there. They didn't want me to quit.
Of course.
See?
It's hard to train a new person to do exactly what you want him to do.
They say that Mr. Howard Fisher got anything to do or sending you over there. I said, no, on my own accord. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to move out there. Mm-hmm. I don't want to drive out there. I said, he got nothing to do with it.
So... Paul, there are a few other questions I would like to ask you. Now, you mentioned about the drugstore, the first drugstore in Chinatown.
Yes.
Could you tell me a little bit more? Who was the pharmacist?
The pharmacist was Paul Gomez. He was a Mexican pharmacist, first hired.
How did he get to know you in order to hire you?
I think put an ad through the paper before we opened, looking for a pharmacist. I wasn't licensed then, I was going to school.
So, did you tell me how much you were getting?
Well, I was going to school, after school, I go down there and work for 3-4 hours for experience. And I got about $35.
How long? For how long?
For a month about.
$35 a month.
Yeah.
But you were not licensed then.
No, I wasn't licensed. But
you had graduated from pharmacy college.
I was still going to school.
Oh, I see.
Because at that time, pharmacy rule. But you have to work in a pharmacy for 1 year experience before you could take the state board. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to accumulate some hours on 1 year before you take the state board. And the first state board examination, you get the it's called assistantless licentiate. Mm-hmm. Assistant. Your assistant. You're not a full-fledged pharmacy yet. And after you get your assistant license, you have to work 1 year in the pharmacy under a full licensed pharmacist. So then you're eligible to take the second examination for a full license. Mm-hmm.
Now, then, how many people work at the store besides the pharmacist and you?
There were one girl, she had a soda, a fountain, and clerk, and a pharmacist, and myself.
How big would you say the drugstore is compared to the regular house lot that we have now?
Oh, it's a small pharmacy, not too big.
Now, was this a pharmacist who was a Mexican man nice to you?
Yes. We get along fine. He taught me a lot of things.
Was he making money?
Yes.
Were there lots of customers?
Orientals, Chinese, Mexican.
What were some of the things that you sold at that time?
We sold a lot of cosmetic, drugs, and over-the-counter drugs like aspirin, and then a lot of Chinese come in and fill prescriptions.
And then, of course, you said they have a fountain, too?
Yes, silver fountain. It's always busy on Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's a regular meeting place for the young kids.
About what are some of the things they were selling then at the soda fountain?
Oh, a lot of ice cream soda, ice cream, and mostly fountain, what you see in the sales in the fountain.
You have no idea how much money he made a year, though.
He was making $135 a month.
No, I mean the pharmacist, the store.
No, I don't know how much. There were about quite a few people in partners, owners, and there were about quite a few doctors.
Were they Chinese doctors?
They're Chinese, American, Dr. Chi and Dr. Ng. You remember, do you know Dr. Ng?
Yes,
he
I know.
He passed away.
Uh-huh.
Samuel Ng, that's when he first started out.
Oh.
And Dr. Lu Chi, C-H-E.
I don't know that one.
Dr. Citron, he's an American doctor.
So then how long did that drugstore exist?
Well, it exists about 6-7 years.
Then what happened to the store?
Well, the store sold out.
Why did they sell out that store?
Well, they didn't find enough customer, or people don't go there. Because we got a lot of other pharmacists on Main Street, competition and all that, cut rate.
So
we are not cut rates.
So in other words, business was getting kind of bad after several years,
yeah.
Right? So then at that time when the store closed, were you also connected?
No.
With the store?
Then I was helping my father at the herb store.
While you were working there, did you enjoy the kind of work as a pharmacist?
Yes.
Now then, how many days did the drugstore open at that time?
7 days.
7 days. What time to what time?
10 to 10.
10 o'clock in the morning to 10. At that time, was it customary for the stores to open 7 days a week?
Most pharmacies open 7 days.
Now then, you somewhere along the line, you mentioned a man by the name of Y.C. Hong. Who is Y.C. Hong?
He was then the president of the NSGS.
Well, what does it stand for?
Native Son of the Golden State.
Uh-huh.
Hong and Wui.
And what else did he do?
He was a lawyer.
Where about was his office?
His old office was in old Chinatown on Alameda Street.
Now, what kind of problems did he handle?
Mostly immigration.
I see. Then at one time you mentioned about a man by the name of Marshall Field in Chicago, was it?
Yes.
Who was he?
He was a owner of Marshall Field Department Store.
Uh-huh.
So that was one of the largest department stores in Chicago.
And was he a friend of your father's?
Yes.
How?
He goes to King George Law Restaurant, eat.
Oh, he was one of...
This is the end of Mr. Paul Tom's interview, tape 1, side B. Duplicating from a 90-minute to a 60-minute tape.